You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Good morning, Natural Ange.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Well, the person before me's had a really big head and my earphones are like hanging down around my
and
neck.
And you're wearing your glasses as well.
Yeah, they fell down in the drama of getting the headphones on.
Yeah, sorry, those probably aren't the nicest headphones in the world, actually. I think they're a bit broken.
Yeah, I think a big blockhead's come before me.
How's it going, though?
Maybe I haven't got much upstairs and need to swell my brain a little bit. Okay, we're all good, we're all good. So we're asking for calls to come in or texts, because the show's as good as you make it. But I always come in with a topic as well, just in case people are shy. I was at a really good seminar the other week. I'm a bit of a seminar junkie.
No, fair enough.
Just keeping up with all the latest, science and breakthroughs. There's always something to glean and, have a little cup of tea with people. Anyway, it was the microbiome and also it was smart DNA talking about the gene test, seeing what you've served up. But she really focused on the microbiome, which is the community of bacteria you have in your gut. And she was describing different studies that she'd done, and it turns out, am I swapping headphones?
Yeah, we'll give you some new ones. Those ones look a bit... Is that better?
Yeah, I don't have to hold on to these ones.
Awesome.
Multitasking.
So we're talking about the microbiome,
yes.
Sorry.
So what happens there is if she was noticing, if you have a whole grain diet, and like I always harp on about the Mediterranean diet, which is evidence-based medicine, says it's the best, as well as vegetarian diet. If you do whole grains, and we're not talking about high gluten, we're talking about brown rice and quinoa, and good quality whole grains, she says that's the best for getting the most broad-spectrum beneficial bacteria. And we're talking about 80% veggies, palm-sized protein, like sardines, red salmon. White meat's better than red, But she said that gives a broad spectrum. She said she found the paleo flora tends to be, because it's got a high fat intake, and people can feel well for a while because they've got rid of the gluten type of things, but it is high fat and high protein, and it can sway the bacteria to have more of those.
This is the paleo you're saying? Yeah.
And then she said even those with green smoothies, if they're going full on and doing tons and tons of green smoothies, that can skew the microbiome as well, of the community of bacteria.
So you really have to think about a balance, don't you?
Exactly. It always comes down to that, doesn't it?
You're talking about protein. What if you're a vegan? Because obviously as soon as you become a vegan, you're not getting much protein at all.
Yes, you've really got to be mindful of this. And a lot of people sort of jump on it because it's sort of fashionable. But you do have to do tofu and you do have to do tempeh, just about daily. Or otherwise chickpeas, lentil, refried beans, hummus and crackers. And the grains have to go with the legumes at the same meal.
Right.
So that forms the 22 amino acids, which is essential for the diet. Which an essential means you need those starting amino acids to go into your mouth in order to make all the other proteins, because there's tryptophan, valine and serotonin, and there's so many more proteins after that. That's just the mere 22 to start with. It's like putting the ingredients of a cake in. You've got to start there.
So you have to put the legumes with
the grain.
The grain. Why is that?
Because that gives you the full complement of 22 amino acids.
Right, so
we're doing leucine, isoleucine, valine, all those sorts of amino acid-y kind of ones. I'm talking off the top of my head, so I'm not sure if they're the essential ones or not. I'd have to go back to my books to validate that. But point and take, you'll find most cultures do it, like tacos and refried beans, bread and cheese. But that's not vegan, being cheese. And cereal and milk, or cereal and soy milk, lentil soup and bread, whole grain bread. And then you've got brown rice and lentils, those sorts of things.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. And then that sort of makes the whole thing. But vegans can get prone to vitamin D deficiency, iodine deficiency, B12 deficiency.
What's iodine deficiency?
Because
exactly.
They don't have enough iodine from seafood.
Ah, okay.
So they're reliant on seaweed. But
yeah.
On my website, I've got a recipe page there, which helps you with all these sorts of different diets and things, there is a hijiki salad, which I was at another seminar, and and a Japanese woman was there, and she made this beautiful hijiki salad with corn and matchsticks, sort of carrot sticks.
Mm.
Gee, it was good. And New Zealand seaweed's really clean.
You know,
you don't want to get Japanese seaweed at the moment after Fukushima, because I've just been told, you know, a lot of it's been swept under the mat about the problems with it. And I know somebody who surfs in California, and he goes, there's no fish anymore. Yeah. There used to be, but, you know, and that's across the waters from Japan. So, yeah.
So with summer coming along, what are some, like, things that people need to be kind of wary of when it comes to, say, like, their eating habits or, like, health in general? Does summer kind of have any effect on changes in health at all, or...?
I think it's just big salads and slaws, and really get excited about veggies. You know, I've been getting quite excited about it and taking photos of recipes and things. And I said, that's what my Christmas day wants to look like that, you know, which is really yummy salads with protein in them. And, you know,
Do people need to be wary of heat at all? Like,
well, I was thinking, as you said, that hydration, and some people also like this concentrated mineral drops. If you're working hard and you're sweating and things like that, we've got great drops that you can put into the water called concentrated mineral drops, and that just makes you feel amazing.
We've got a caller, shall we?
Oh, good.
See?
Thank you.
Hello, you're on air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Ange. Had to go to A&E with my wife last night for pain, and it turns out it was gallstones. Is there anything she can do about that in the short term?
We can use herbal medicine to help with that. I'd probably need to see her in person, though, but that can be quite acute pain, can't it?
Sounds like it.
So there's herbs called collagogues, which help with the bile flow and that sort of thing, and cholelithiasis, you know, which is like helping soften the stones and that sort of thing. But probably best if I see you in person about that one.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm upstairs above Harvest Natural Health Centre, because it's quite in depth, this one. And I can't prescribe herbs to people over the phone, and it won't, or over the radio, you know. No. So consultation's the best, and we're upstairs next to Harvest Whole Foods.
All right. I'll get her to come and see.
Cool.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. Cool.
3760174.
Do you want to say that again?
Yeah, or info@naturalange.co.nz.
Cool. Brilliant.
To get the contacts of how to get hold of me. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah. So, and then again, like I said last week, you know, people can be prone to urinary tract infections if they're dehydrated too.
We've got another caller. Shall we say hello?
Yes, we should.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey,
good
how's it going?
Yeah, this is a question for Ange, and it's one she's probably fielded quite a few times. I suffer from fairly acute gout attacks, and I don't have a high seafood diet. I don't have a high red meat diet. I don't drink excessive alcohol. And I find that when I drink a lot of water, they don't hit. Are there any foods or vegetables, et cetera, that I can eat that will help keep down the uric acid levels?
Yes. Do you know what it is?
What's that?
No, you obviously don't. Cherries.
Cherries, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, cherries, when they're in season, of course, around Christmas.
Yes.
Good with all of the...
Or you can just get the can of Dalmain ones. Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny, though, because it usually comes with seafood, sardines, beer. You know, it's always after a fishing trip and people were like, oh, my gout, you know. But so you're right on the mark there. I've got a flyer about it if you wanted to email me or pop into Harvest, because I could sort of give you the whole caboose on one piece of paper.
Yes.
But there's 4.1 active elements would help with gout, because it reduces acidity. But I was taught that it was cherries, and I used to work in a private hospital, and they'd come back from anaesthetic, and sometimes with a starving, you know, like going nil by mouth and then having the medication, you can get gout.
Yeah.
You weren't allowed to bump the end of the bed. Sister, they'd say. So don't bump the bed. Okay, so what you do is you ring down to, it was a private hospital, so I could ring down to the kitchen and say, could we have a plate of cherries, please? And of course they had them. And these patients would be eating plates of cherries, and it came right, breaks down the purine acids.
Awesome.
But you can go to the supermarket and get Dalmain cherries at all times of the year.
Yes, indeed. So so the active ingredients aren't destroyed by preserving.
No, no. Because you can do cherry juice, cherry anything, is what I'm told. And then, but otherwise, if you want to be anti-acidic, you know, there's herbs that you can use on that, like celery seed, things like that. But also active elements 4.1 will reduce it.
So the suggestion, like my grandmother suffered serious gout, and I'm told women don't get it often, so that's probably where I got it from genetically. But she would have grapefruit juice or grapefruit for the first thing she put into her system. Is there some truth to the idea that if you have lemon or grapefruit first, it keeps your bile bile duct into squeezing out some bile to alkalize your system?
Yes, it does. By having sour foods before meals, it alkalinizes your system because it brings out all the digestive enzymes and breaks the food down and has a secondary alkalizing effect. But watch the grapefruit and lemon juice on your teeth because it can soften the enamel, like you have breakfast after that and then clean your teeth. Yep. Or otherwise, I always do apple cider vinegar, which has a similar effect, 5 mils to 5 mils of water.
Okay, so... So having apple cider vinegar in your water as you're hydrating through the day is a good thing?
No, I do 5 mils to 5 mils of water when you get up and put the kettle on.
Yep.
And then it's got to taste really sour, so your glands are going under your chin.
Yep.
And then you're right to go. But sipping it all day doesn't have as good an effect as a short, sharp shot.
Awesome, that's good to know. Yes. And can... I'm also led to believe that gout is cumulative, and it can come from years of dehydration. So
dehydration is not good for it.
Yeah, so the precipitates that you end up getting in your joints, and I'm also told ends up in heart tissue, etc. If you keep your system alkali, will it over time reduce the precipitates?
I would say so.
Okay.
Because you're breaking it down, and you're not forming uric acid crystals like rock salt. Yeah.
Well, give me a couple of years and I'll report back.
yeah. We'll keep going with that apple cider vinegar on rising because it's a good one.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for your help.
Cool. Thank you for calling
in.
Bye.
Bye.
We're going to wrap it up, but I have one more. Somebody just texted in saying, hi, Ange. I'm in my late 20s and over the last 6 months or so, I have started to continually getting breakouts around my jawline and on the top of my back. Do you have any suggestions on what I can do to clear these up?
Yes, jawline is typically hormonal, so I usually put you on a herbal formula for that, which takes about 2 or 3 months to come right.
Okay.
And if you've got blind ones, then we use sodium sulfate and silica together, and that, you know, sorts them out. And on the back, then we'll go over your diet as well. So let's do a consultation for that one. So
okay, cool. So we'll put them through to you. And you can see if you can get in contact with them, or we can get them to get in contact with you as well.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Ange, for popping in. It's been really great. If people want to find you, they can find you above Harvest Whole Foods in Greylin or www.naturalange.com. And yeah, it's been good having you in.
Lovely. Thanks very much. See you next week.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.